2. You will hear part of a radio program in which someone is talking about summer courses at colleges and universities in Britain. For questions 9 to 16, complete the sentences. Listen very carefully, as you will hear the recording once only. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Now, if you're thinking of how you're going to spend your summer holidays and are fed up with just lying in the sun, maybe you should consider an educational holiday. Universities, colleges and schools in Britain are now offering a wide range of courses in various subjects and lasting anything from a fortnight to 3 months. The 2-week courses are intensive courses, with each day consisting of teaching, visits to relevant places of interest, and private study sessions. If you don't fancy studying alone in your room, you'll be pleased to hear that all the centres have libraries, which are open until late. Students don't need to look for somewhere to stay during the course, because on intensive courses, accommodation is offered on campus, which is a considerable advantage. The only problem is that these fully residential courses can cost as much as £400 a week, so some students might be put off for financial reasons. Some colleges and universities have grouped together to form the Summer Academy. These courses are all residential and make strong use of the university's surroundings, with many visits to places of historical and geographical interest in the surrounding area. The Summer Academy courses are mostly taken for pleasure, but a limited number now offer recognised qualifications which a student can use towards a university degree or diploma, if they decide they want to continue studying. Courses awarding these types of qualification are proving extremely popular. For some people, going on a course may change their lives. I spoke to one student who had studied creative writing at Edinburgh University. He had been a company director, but felt disillusioned with his career. Originally, he took the course for pleasure, but found he enjoyed it so much that he left his job and decided to try and make a go of it as a writer. He believes that the summer school was instrumental in giving him the confidence to do this. As well as giving people the chance to try something new, summer schools can also help existing students with their degrees, and can even shorten the time they need to spend at college. This will suit students anxious to complete their courses and get working as quickly as possible. According to a student I spoke to, another advantage of summer school is that it attracts a far wider range of students than normal degree courses do. And this variety adds interest to the course.
That is the end of part 2.